Now I got to give you my winners and weasels. So we have great stuff to give away today. Wow. Listen to what we got. We got $100 in New Jersey Lottery tickets. Win four life instant games from New Jersey Lottery up to $2,500 every week for the rest of your life. New Jersey Lottery, give your dreams a chance. We have a pair of tickets to see Bernard Hopkins fight. This is October 26th.
Yeah, that's coming
like,
right now.
That's
tomorrow
night.
Yep.
Tomorrow night at Atlantic City Boardwalk Hall, you are going to see Bernard Hopkins defend his light heavyweight world title against Karo Murat. Tickets start at $25 on Ticketmaster.com. We are going to give you JBL Flip Wireless Speaker. It works on all your devices, and it is top of the line. It is made by JBL. It is brought to you by Worldwide Stereo, online at worldwidestereo.com. This is an amazing item. iPod, whatever you love a speaker for, this is I wish I had this myself. It's fabulous. And you are going to get a pair of tickets to see a new movie that is about to come out. It's in theaters November 1st. Las Vegas, Al. Listen to that.
Oh, that looks good.
The Rat Pack, it's the bringing back of the Rat Pack played by Michael Douglas, Robert De Niro, Morgan Freeman, and Kevin Klein.
That's a hell of a cast.
That is going to be a great movie with a great cast. You're getting a pair of tickets, first pair of tickets for that. All that at stake. My winner of the week, I literally changed it during this show. I had one and I switched it. Because I realize this is not just a man. This is an inspiration. My winner of the week from the Philadelphia Flyers, Max Talbot. Here's Max talking about the hit that he came back from last night.
Well, I felt my face hitting the board, and kind of, I didn't see a replay, really. I think I tripped first, and hit my head, my face on the board, and got off the ice, got tested, and did all the protocol, concussion protocol, and my head's fine, and feel good.
All right, let me tell you something. I want to give some advice to my good friend Max Talbot. We're close. We go back. Max, don't ever look at the tape of that.
No.
Right? Because your face was smushed.
Oh, I felt my face hitting the board.
No. Yeah, you're understating it. Jonesy, you were there. You did call. You did a fine job at that play. Yeah. How nasty was that smash into the board?
The sound alone was
God.
Actually, I was terrified of it.
You were.
I saw it, I would not want to watch it if I was him either.
That man missed 8 minutes.
Yeah.
He came back out. And he finished the Flyers' victory. And I think everybody from this city should take inspiration from him. Get out there Sunday at the Eagles game and make some noise. That's a man.
And, you know, Al coached a lot of hockey, right, with young kids.
Yep.
They always teach the kids to lift their head up when they go into the boards.
Yep.
That's a great example. It can save somebody from, you know, being in a wheelchair.
That was scary.
It the right way.
Scary.
Your face can be fixed.
Yeah, I guess.
But
exactly right.
Al, he had the towel to the nose. It looked like
broken nose.
Tremendous job by Max Talbot. He reminds me of the way I wish I were. But I would never be that tough. All right, now I get to Weasel
He's a great
of the Week.
Dresser.
Weasel of the Week was a piece of cake this week, all right? Because it's just one of the stupidest things and a stupid aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
There was no good reason for Dominic Brown to wear his Cowboys jersey to the game and tweet it out. He wants to wear the jersey. That's fine, Dominic. Go ahead. You love the Cowboys. I'm not going to deny you that. It doesn't make a ton of sense to me, but I'll go along with it. Why you feel you have to tweet it out is ignorant. And then when confronted about the flaunting of your love for the Cowboys, you go on with Michael Barkan and Michael pantses you. Here's Michael Barkan on with Dominic Brown. Listen to the dopey answer to the great question.
It's one thing to go to the game, perhaps wearing a Cowboys jersey. They're the most hated opponent, maybe in this town. But it's another to tweet it out, to flaunt it. And so I think many were upset.
Well, hold on. Mike, what do you mean flaunt it, man? I just took a picture and put it up on my Twitter. I mean, I don't think anything wrong with that.
All right. What do you mean, flaunt it, Mike? All I did was take a picture and share it with the universe.
You were inviting the comments an hour before the game, said you and your friends were going to laugh at them. And then when people went off on you, you cried and said, I get booed all the time anyway.
Mike, what are you talking about?
Little baby.
Oh, I didn't flaunt it. I just got a picture and showed it to every living human. How is that flaunting? Total idiot.
Not smart.
I mean it. One of the dumbest things I have seen in recent memory. He is my whiz of the week, Dominic Brown. Al will judge that. Mm-hmm. Rhea will judge the widow of the week. That is Max Talbot.